Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Beloved, are you His beloved?
Yes.
Everybody say, that's me.
Yes.
He's talking to me. Then what God say to you? Beloved, I desire, I wish, I pray above all things that you would prosper. You believe that?
Yes.
That God told you He desired you to prosper.
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
A great portion of the church world does not believe that. And it's sad. But we do.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
Oh, brother, you mean y'all are literalists? Well, if you mean, do we take this for exactly what He said and believe it, He meant what He said, and He said what He meant, and He'll do what He said? Yeah. Yeah. What else would you be? If we're not literalists, what would we be?
Poor.
He's just speaking. Yeah, poor. Most that you'll be poor. That's right. Most paying attention. We're not living in figures and similes. Where does it come? Practical application of the word. Said out loud, it is His will.
It is His will.
He told me so.
For me to prosper.
Me to be healthy.
This happens
as my soul prospers. Sometimes people say, well, yeah, well, see, that means, He said, that's the most important thing, is that your soul prospered. No, He didn't say that either. No. People like to twist the scripture to match what they think. No. No, He didn't say it. He said, it's going to happen as your soul prospers. Thank God we don't have to pick and choose. Right? Now, if I had to pick between being rich and going to heaven, it wouldn't be a pick. Right? But I don't have to pick. We get it all. We get to go to heaven. We get to have the Holy Spirit. We get to have the authority in the name of Jesus. We get to be healed. We get to be rich. We get it all. Didn't He say all things are yours? Amen. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And see, every blessing is spiritual in source, but then it's manifested in the natural. You prosper first, not in your pocketbook, not in your checking account. You prosper first in your soul. You're not going to prosper externally until you prosper internally. Somebody said, well, that's the same thing I'm saying. No, I doubt it. If you were talking about that's the most important. No, it happens in your thinking and in your speaking and in your believing. You must quit thinking like a poor person.
Amen.
You must quit talking like a poor person.
Amen.
So, well, we are poor. My daddy was poor and his daddy were poor. We're poor folks, but we're poor, but we're proud. Well, both of those are wrong. God will deliver you from both if you believe Him. But even though you got no money at all, you got to begin to agree with the scripture. You got to begin to call yourself blessed. Amen. And think that way and talk that way. And as you prosper in your soul, in your thinking and understanding and your believing and your speaking, it's only a matter of time until it starts showing up in the outside, in your pocketbook, in your checking accounts and what you wear and drive and eat and everything else. And you are blessed and you're able to be a blessing. Now, we've defined prosperity in our first lesson. And then we talked about what kind of God do we serve. And we went back to Genesis and we looked at how God revealed Himself through two major redemptive names. One of them being El Shaddai. That revealed God's nature and His character and His will. And we said that the word Shaddai, the root word Shad, is the word for breast. And just like the mother's breast is the infant's total source of supply, God is our total source of supply. And when you believe that, you don't look to people. You don't put pressure on people. When you're in faith, you put no pressure on people.
Amen.
That includes your employer.
Yes.
That includes trying to sell people something.
Yes.
That includes your clients. That includes the government. Includes everybody. You look to God. And you don't put pressure on people. He's your source. We saw that God revealed himself to Abraham as Jehovah Jireh, the God who sees ahead and provides the supply. And so that's the kind of God they knew. Has he changed? Didn't Malachi say he is the Lord? He changes not. If he was Jehovah Jireh and El Shaddai in days past, then he is today. Let's go back now and talk about this. God has identified himself numerous places in the scripture with this title. He said he's El Shaddai. He said he's Jehovah Jireh. How many know he's also said he is the God of Abraham?
Yes.
I mean numerous times. Sometimes it's the God of Abraham. Sometimes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the God of Abraham. So let's ask this question. What kind of God did Abraham know? If we could interview him here tonight and say, Abraham, is God a broke God or a rich God? Is he a poverty God or is he a prosperity God? Will he diminish you or will he increase you? Well, has he changed? No. Let's go back and look. Go to Genesis, please. The 12th chapter. Genesis. Chapter 12. Now we're asking, actually we're going to ask two major questions. I'll get to the other one in just a minute. But what are we asking right now? What kind of God did Abraham know? Right? Because do we not serve the same God? In fact, a lot more ties in with Abraham even than that first question. And you'll see it right here in Genesis 12. Genesis 12. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. That means kinfolks. And from your father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Now here, Abraham near the beginning of him really getting to know God. And here's how God revealed himself to him. He said, Abraham, I want you to leave this place. And verse 2, he said, and I will make of you a great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. What kind of God did Abraham know? He knew God the blesser.
Yes, amen.
Didn't he? Everybody say, God the blesser. Is he the blesser? Is he? Is he still the blesser? Your God blesses you. God the blesser. That's who Abraham knew. Now, the second question, I'm going to talk about that some, but the second question that's going to go parallel with answering this question, what kind of God did Abraham know, is what kind of man did the blesser know? The other side. Sometimes people, in talking about prosperity, they only talk about the Godward side. And that's not enough. You must talk about the manward side. Because our prosperity is not completely up to God. No, we have a huge part to play in how much God is able to bless us. Now you already know, you being the scriptorians that you are, that God blessed Abraham.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh. By today's standard, he would have at least been a multi-billionaire.
Yes.
Go back and begin to try to figure up everything he had. He had hundreds of employees just to take care of his stuff. He was rich, rich, rich,
yes.
Rich, rich.
Yes.
And who made him that way?
God.
Same God you serve?
Yes.
But now here's the question. What kind of God did Abraham know? We're going to talk about that. But then what kind of man was Abraham that God could bless him like he did? That God could take him to the level of prosperity that he took him? Here's one thing you'll see. First off, now we've already answered the first part of this question. What kind of God did Abraham know? Tell me what it was. He knew the blesser. Right? All right. What kind of man did God know? He knew a man who would obey him. Right? A man who would leave anything. Go anywhere. And give anything. Remember Isaac? Talked about that last week. What kind of man can God bless like he blessed Abraham? A man or a woman who will obey God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Abraham, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-326. That's R-326, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me the victory through my Lord.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30, and child care through age 8 will be provided. If you would like to join with us live on the internet, you may do so by visiting our website at flcbranson.org. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website or call 417-334-9233.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.